Chapter 2. Question Authority. Nothing is more dangerous than a dogmatic worldview. Nothing more constraining, more blinding to innovation, more destructive of openness to novelty. Stephen Jay Gould, Dinosaur in a Haystack, Reflections on Natural History. Some months back, a young friend told me that he no longer believed in the God of the Bible. The whole idea, in fact, struck him as ridiculous. Why would such a powerful force care about the personal problems of billions of people? If God were perfect, why would children die of hunger or leukemia? Why would animals suffer? Why would the elderly be neglected? Why would natural disasters destroy the lives of so many thousands of innocent people? And why would so many undergo the ravages of cancer and other horrible diseases? No form of theodicy, the defense of God's goodness in the face of evil, worked for him. Moreover, he could no longer tolerate the many rules and rituals of traditional Judaism or what struck him as a mechanical kind of observance. When he shared these views with his rabbi, he received the kind of authoritative, narrow response that is becoming increasingly common in ultra-Orthodox circles. He was informed that Judaism, shorn of transcendence and divine redemption, was a kind of Judaism manqué, a Judaism with something missing. In case the young man didn't get it, the rabbi spelled it out even more clearly. The only authentic or true Jews were those who believed in the personal God of the Hebrew Bible and understood that exacting observance was a fundamental requirement. I quickly assured him that nothing could be more distant from the truth. Far from being a threat, spiritual, intellectual, and moral dissent has always been one of the pillars of Judaism, if not the pillar. What has conventionally been considered Jewish, belief in God, following the Torah's commandments, living a life entirely within a strict religious practice, is not binding. This is hardly a new...